in mid-2004, we took an assessment of our workforce, and we determined that the best angle long-term was to create a balanced approach of hiring folks in that have the skill sets required, but in addition, taking a group of folks and training them, because what we saw in previous experiences is that much of the technical skills that were once in the high schools and the technical schools had dwindled, whether it be through interest through the kids or through funding through the schools.
One of the criticisms that some people have is the fact that we might not have the best educated workforce, and that could turn off some businesses that are thinking of locating here or expanding here. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, statistically, if you look in our area of MPS, certainly it has its challenges. One would argue, though, that that happens over time as a result of not only what the individual does, but the community does for them. So while there is opportunity in the MPS, I think that partly we have to work with our manufacturing group how we can re-energize that excitement in our schools. At the same time, Milwaukee is also known for a phenomenal work ethic. So we need to take those positives and build on it. We have a wealth of knowledge in the marketplace about how to manufacture goods. So we really have to realize the situation that we need to collectively improve our expectation, our standards, yet at the same time appreciate what we've got. The criticisms are fair, but that is we can't use that as an excuse. We have to use it as a platform to change.
Something that we're trying to get at in our Project Milwaukee coverage this month is what the local leaders and business community need to do to affect change and to ensure that economic development remains strong here. What is your take on those efforts?
I think the first thing we have to do as a community is do an assessment of our pros, our cons, our strengths, and our weaknesses. And we can all point easily enough to those weaknesses, whether it be crime or it be some of the school issues we've got, or it be that we're kind of behind the times, as some areas would say. But at the same time, we've got to take stock in some of our assets. So what are some of the formulas of success as we see it? Believe in ourselves and believe in our community. We are in a global marketplace, and we can either be despondent because people in China might make $2.50 a week, or we can accept that reality and say, okay, we want to have a good standard of living for our folks, yet we still have that challenge. So what do we do to work together? What do we do to put our minds together? Because if you look throughout the United States, the marketplaces that have thrived are those that collectively say, we're going to create a vision together. A great example, in my opinion, is the Twin Cities area. Same climate, same type of basically demographics, yet many people argue that metropolitan area has thrived. And we probably have better assets. We have a beautiful lake. We have access to Chicago. We have a great workforce. We just haven't chosen to take some calculated risks together and work together.